We live on the block report, Minister of Information, sitting here with the Chief of Staff of the POCC, Prisoners of Conscience Committee, Camille Bell. Camille, I know that Herman Bell, your pop's political prisoner, was recently denied parole by the state in February. Can you update us?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, you know, same struggle with all the political prisoners. Parole has not been a very a viable option. Obviously, it needs community support, has to be first before anybody gets paroled. As you see, Matulu Shakur got hit with 20 years parole. Aranza Bowers, who has even been released, agreed to be released by the parole board and everything, and still being held in custody and behind enemy lines, unjustified, you know, at the will of the attorney general. So, you know, it's real political, definitely. Killers of Malcolm X have been paroled, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely political when it comes down to who they decide needs to be free and who not, and who really represents our struggle, you know, is the real reason why, you know, obviously they keep denying our soldiers parole.
Can you speak about this recent project that you did where cameras went in to see political prisoner Herman Bell of the New York 3 case?
Definitely, just to speak briefly about it, basically working with Stars TV, Stars in Black in particular. We have the brother Melvin Peoples go up to Eastern Correctional Facility and, you know, conduct an interview, and we're doing a half an hour special about Herman Bell and political prisoners, which is going to be a landmark thing because, you know, not too many times do you get to, like, have a favorable piece about our political prisoners go national on a major network like Stars. You know, this definitely was a big, powerful thing. Made my father in particular feel real good. Obviously, never had an experience like that, and he was also a big fan and supporter, long time, of Melvin Van Peebles, so, and the double effect was real big. But, you know, the implications are even greater on an international level. I think people definitely don't understand that the United States has political prisoners, so when people catch wind of a piece like that or something, it's gonna basically, you know, the fuse that sets it off, you know what I mean? Hopefully it's a spark in the media that could get different people talking about it, and then the organizing and the follow-up is the real key, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's definitely a little bit about it. You know.
What's the biggest misconception that you think people have in the community about political prison?
I mean, I think the biggest misconception, personally, I mean, it's a good question, but probably that anytime you have a situation where folks are incarcerated or whatever for quote-unquote, you know, cop killing or whatever you call it, you know, the media tends to slander that particular individual on a overall basis as all the folks, but on an individual basis. So I think that, you know, that has a major role in different people's perceptions of our PPs and, you know, like, who they are, and, like, you know, they think they're, like, crazy revolutionaries or whatever, something like that, you know, that are just about violence and rectifying our problems by shooting police officers, basically, which, you know, is far from the case. You know, it was definitely a war that went on that was actually sparked by the government, and it was retaliation, offensive, defensive, that happened back, you know, so a lot of people don't know about that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's definitely, I think, the biggest misperception.
For sure. How can people get in touch with the Free Herman Bell Support Committee?
I mean, people can look out for it, you know what I mean, in a lot of different ways, but the New York Task Force with Malcolm X Grassroots at mxgm.org is definitely a direct way to support Herman Bell and some of the New York State political prisoners immediately in their cases and their campaigns. But overall, you know, support the POCC, support, you know, your local community organization who's just building on, you know, brothers behind the walls and wherever you at, you know what I mean? It's all connected. All the political prison struggles connected to this, you know, struggle of the masses of black and brown folks being locked up. So, I mean, you know, anywhere you at, your cousin, your sister, whatever, it's all a relation, you know what I mean? And in particular, you know, I definitely wanted to touch on, you know, the fact that obviously the PBA, who's been taking out major media slander campaigns against Herman Bell and other political prisoners.
PBA, who is that?
The Policemen's Benevolent Association in New York and nationwide, and wherever they're at, you know, like the same people that are holding Aranza Bowers captive at this point, you know, I think that it needs to definitely be an organized strategy around, you know, looking at the dynamic that they play in the community with their attacks, brutal, vicious attacks, whether it be physical or, you know, through the media or whatever, you know, and that's something that I want to look to in the future with the Block Report and with all our media aspects and avenues.
You were just listening to the voice of Kamel Bell, the son of political prisoner Herman Bell, on the Block Report with the Minister of Information, J.R. If you would like to get a copy of this particular Block Report, you can email blockreportradio@yahoo.com. Who we be? The POCC. What's our call? Free them all.